Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the fifth Oli in Parsha's Noach. That's Perek Tes Pasuk Ches. And Hashem said to Noach and to his sons with him, saying, "Va'ani and I, hinini mekim es brisi itchem. I will establish my bris with you, ve'zarechem achreichem, and with your offspring after you. Ve'ez kol nefesh chaya asher itchem, and with all the living creatures that are with you. Ba'oif va'behema, with birds and animals. B'chol chayas ha'aretz itchem, and with all the beasts of the land that are with you. Mikol yotze teva, from everything that left the teva. L'chol chayas ha'aretz, to all the beasts of the land. Va'ki ma'asi es brisi itchem, and I establish my bris with you. V'lo yikaris kol basar od mei ha'mabel, and never again will all flesh be cut off by waters of the mabel. V'lo yod mabel shachis ha'aretz, and there will not be another mabel to destroy the land." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Va'ani hinini, mask mani imcha, I'm agreeing with you, says Hashem to Noach. Shaya Noach doeg lasik b'peri rivya. Noach was afraid in engaging in marital relations to populate the world again. Achivticha kosh baruch hu shaloy l'shachis ha'el ma'od, and Hashem promised him that he is not going to destroy the world again. V'chein asa, and that's what he did. V'achroina amar loy, hinini maskim lasus kim v'chesek bris laftachasi, Hashem had said that he's going to confirm his promise by making a bris, v'ten l'cha'ois, and I'm going to give you a sign. Now let's understand who's this bris being confirmed with. Chayas ha'aretz itchem, hem ha'mishalchem im ha'bris. This is referring to the beasts that go with man. Mikol yotzei teva, everything left the teva. This is referring, l'havish gatz m'rasim, talk about the creepy crawlies, the bugs, and everything left the teva. L'chol chayas ha'aretz, all the beasts of the land. L'havi ha'mazikim, that's including the beasts that cause damage. She'en b'chol chayas sher itchem, that's not counted as the chay that's with you. She'en hiluchan ha'bris, because they don't go with people. Pasuk Yalaf and Rashi v'akimaisi, es akim l'brisi. I'm going to make a confirmation of my bris. Umau kiumai, what is that confirmation? Es akeshes, that's the sign of the rainbow. Moshe M'sayim v'hoylech, like the pasuk concludes and continues. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudbeis. Vayir Melekim and Hashem said, Zois ois habris, this is the sign of the covenant, asher ani noisin benu b'neichem, that I'm placing between me and you, v'en kol nefesh chay asher itchem, and between all the living beings that's with you, l'dayrus oylem, for all generations. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudbeis, l'dayrus oylem. Nechtev chaser, it's written over here, lacking a vav in the word l'dayrus. Sheyesh dar shalo hitzrich l'ois. There's actually some generations that don't need this sign, fish tzadikim gemur hayu, because they were pure tzadikim, k'may dar shal chizkiyo melchi huda, v'dar shal b'shem b'reichai, like these generations. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. What is this sign? As kashti nosati ba'anon, I have set my rainbow in the cloud. V'hoysel ois bris, and it will be as a sign of the bris, v'enu v'en arts, between me and the earth. V'hoya banani anon al arts, and it will be when I cloud the earth with the cloud, v'nirasa hakeshes ba'anon, and the rainbow will be seen in the cloud. V'zochart yez brisi asher b'enu b'nechem, and I will remember my bris, that's between me and you, v'en kol nefesh chay b'chol basar, and between every living being of flesh, v'lo ye'oid ha'mayim l'mabel, and never again shall the water become a mabel, v'shaches kol basar, to destroy all flesh. V'hoys hakeshes ba'anon, and this bow will be in the cloud, uri siha, and I will look at it, lizkor bris oylam, to remember this everlasting bris, bein elikim uvein kol nefesh chayo, between elikim and all living life, b'chol basar, of all flesh, asher al arts, which is on the land. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk tez zayin, bein elikim uvein kol nefesh chayo. Why is it the word elikim is used? Why doesn't it just say, beini uvein kol nefesh chayo? This means, bein midas hadin shel ma'alu b'neichem, between the midas hadin of up above, the attribute of justice up above, and between you. Shayla lichtov, as we said, it should have written, bein uvein kol nefesh chayo. Elazel majashe, this is the drasha, k'shetave midas hadin l'katre galeichem, when midas hadin comes to accuse against you, ani rayas ha'ois v'nizkar, I'm going to see this sign, and I'm going to remember. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'yer melekim al noach, Hashem said to noach, zois ois habris, this is the sign of the covenant, asher hakimaisi, that I have set, beini between me uvein kol basar shel ha'aretz, and all flesh which is on the earth. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, zois ois habris, hero akeshes v'amar loy, he actually showed him the rainbow, and he showed him, harei ha'ois shamarti, this is the sign that I was talking about. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the sixth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.